You're babysitting now. Who are you babysitting? I'm recording, by the way.
Now, wait. Now I'm recording. Do I have a microphone in my hand? Now I do. Oh, my friend. Yeah, I'm recording. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm recording my friend's daughter. That's a frightening sentence. No, thank you.
I'll be recording her. She might get here early.
I'll be recording my friend's daughter from 10 to 3.
Goddamn world keeps spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
So this is, yes, leave it in.
You guys are going to hear a lot of clicks.
Yeah.
I turned my mic off.
Oh, nice.
But that was so powerful. I don't even know if turning the mic off helped.
Well, I didn't realize that you were turning your mic off because you did that the last time we recorded and I commented on your cough. And so it was like nothing and me going, nice. So I edited that part out because I was like, well, I don't know that I want to put in like a fake.
Well, wait here.
Nice.
There we go. It's making up for last week. Yeah, I got a lot of fluids in me.
We both have a lot of shit in our face.
A lot of viscous fluids.
Yeah. I was last night, a lot of other comics too. People run around. Everyone's just got shit it packed in their face.
Yeah.
And it will just come out at inopportune times.
Yeah, it's November. That's when you get shit in your face.
I know. And it's like, oh my God, last night at New York Comedy Club. So first of all, this is great. Thank you for, just a heads up, Megan's in California.
It's great.
Yeah. And so you got up, it's earlier there. It's like, what, 7:45 there?
Yeah.
And so now a lot of, like on paper, it's like, oh, I get to start recording at 10:45. What a lucky girl. Well, all the shows ran late yesterday, so I was on stage at 12:25 a.m.
Disgusting.
It was so late that I was like, I have to have energy for this. I was supposed to be in like 11:45 spot, so I had like a half a sugar-free Red Bull and a piece of pizza, like. And so then I came home and was just shaking in my bed till 3 a.m. So I feel really good.
Oh, good.
But last night, this guy came into New York Comedy Club, and he's a guy that I used to buy drugs from. And, like, I just haven't seen him in a long time. And it was...
So he gave you a giant bag of free cocaine?
Yeah, he was like, you sound like you
did
need
Did I do
this.
Something?
Yeah, he's like, here. But it just is, like, a weird when I saw him. He was like, hey, and I was like, hey. He goes, how you feeling? I'm like, I've been better. I got a little, congested. He goes, yeah, if, you know, I'm here if you need. And I was like, oh, no, I'm like, don't drink anymore. This is just a cold. And he was like, okay, wink. And I was like, no. For real.
Also, like, I'm a little, you weren't like, oh, I'm not feeling good. I'm really tired. The spot's late. And then he was like, well, boy, do I have the ticket for that. Instead, you're like, I'm just really congested. And he's like, well, you know, you got a bunch of shit in your face. You want a little more?
A little more?
You want put a little more. I remember having a head cold in high school and trying to do cocaine, and I had so much, it wouldn't leave my nose.
I cannot even, the thought, even like the stupid nasal spray, because people are like, oh, it's great, and it kind of works, but it's so gnarly, because you're just putting it in, and it's like hitting a wall, so I just, I'd rather just die.
Rather just do cocaine.
I know. I'm like, maybe if I rub the Sinex in my gums, does that help clear up the top of my face?
Oh, I also want to address last. I do not remember recording last week's episode.
It was good. I mean,
very little recollection.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know it was recorded.
Yeah.
I remember sitting on the floor. And then it's just a 12-hour fever dream.
It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst.
Which I think is what we strive for on this podcast every episode. We're fucking realistic. We're not over here trying for perfection. Listen to your moms. Nobody's perfect, guys.
Yeah.
And you know, I know that you, growing up, they tell you just work your hardest, do your best. Not us. It's not what we subscribe. That's not what we prescribe to.
No. It's not what we prescribe to, and that's not we're not gonna subscribe that to you.
And it's not what we subscribe. Oh, Christ. Yeah, just fucking going to work. Some days do the bare minimum. Some days just less than that.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
it's honest to God. And we've talked about this before and in a joke way, but also in a real way. If you, because you don't want to not give a shit. You want to try. But if you kind of, like the shows I had this week were big shows. Because they were like weird kind of one-off storytelling things. I was like, I haven't done these stories in one, like over 4 years. So I was like punching them up as I'm like on my way to the venue. And I'm like, well, whatever, however this goes, it's kind of like a one-off. And like,
yeah, what are you going to do?
And like you said, the last couple times you did stand-up where you're like, I'm never doing this again. I do not give a shit how this goes.
Yeah, so you had great shows.
And then you have great shows. So
yeah.
We're not saying we don't care about you guys, because we care about you.
Only you.
Only you, not the other people listening. Just you.
Just you. You're our favorite.
But we don't have any delusions that this is going to break, like, the top 10. So...
Wait, we could... I mean, us... It's us and Rogan.
I gotta say, I feel... I'm trying to channel Rogan's spirit because I'm drinking Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee right now, and it's great.
Oh, I'm drinking coffee with Laird Hamilton. Did you know he makes like healthy
I know.
Supplements.
Oh, I listen. Look.
Which is, hi, am I more in Orange County right now? Yeah. Am I drinking coffee creamer made by a pro surfer?
Yeah. It's Laird Hamilton. Oh, and it's turmeric coffee. But every time, and hey, like, and I know I go, it was, you know, when I was editing and listening back, that was, I don't know if you guys listening laughed, but boy, did I have a good laugh listening back when you said, who's that fat idiot that sells supplements? And my response was Joe Rogan.
Oh,
and you're, I mean,
I forgot about that, but now I'll never forget about it.
In that moment, I was not trying to be funny. I was being serious.
I know you weren't. And I know you weren't.
When I was listening back, I was like, your response, I was like, oh, that was pretty funny. But I do listen to a show. So Laird Hamilton, he makes it to turmeric coffee. And, but they, I guess turmeric has like.
Oh, no, this is his coconut creamer.
Is that really what it is? You're really drinking Laird Hamilton? I thought you're.
I swear to God.
I thought you're.
I'm
making,
not kidding.
I thought you're making a joke because Rogan always talks about Laird's fucking turmeric, but he pronounces it turmeric because he pronounces the weird R that no one.
So it says turmeric. It sounds like he's drunk.
Yeah. Turmeric.
What a fat idiot.
That's fucking fat idiot.
See, guys, this is why we're never going to be in the top 10 of podcasting, because when I was trying to talk about Alex Jones and said fat idiot that sells supplements, Wendy goes, Joe Rogan.
Who, and
you
I
know that's getting back to him. Even though we only have tens of listeners.
Right.
Somehow he's getting, and now we our fucking faces are on some board in his house with a big X through it.
Right.
I just burp. I'm a lot of. Things are coming out of my
body. He's got our faces.
I just feel uncomfortable.
Photoshopped onto the heads of like bison or whatever the fuck he hunts and just eats. I live off one bison for 3 years. I feed it to my dog. And again, huge fan. I do love the show. I didn't know that.
Preston loves it.
I didn't know that. He made coffee creamer too. You gotta send me a picture of that.
I'll send you a picture. We'll put it on the Patreon. It's really good.
I'm sure it is.
It's really
it's probably
fucking
super
good.
Healthy because it has like stuff for anti.
Dude, I'm
inflammation.
Do you know how much I've been in the Pacific Ocean since I've been here and been drinking Laird Hamilton coconut creamer?
Let's talk about this.
Coincidence? Most certainly not.
No.
I didn't know how to swim until I started. Drinking that.
You stand up. In fact, the lower half of my body has become a surfboard. My legs are melded together.
Half woman, half longboard. I can surf anything.
Yeah. So, okay. So how's your trip going? Because I talked to you for like 2 seconds when you were in Hollywood.
It's great. Well, it's good. It's been weird. First of all, I just want to say, I don't everybody like hate Preston. Yeah. Like I've gotten some messages from people. Like, I don't hate Preston. I don't want you guys to hate Preston. I'm just trying to be like very open and honest about what I'm going through. And like, that includes our relationship.
Yeah.
But like, we're not breaking up. Like, I don't hate him. I don't want him to die.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to like be a part of this. Just be a part of my new journey as a half surfboard, half woman, as I try and better myself.
Right. And figure out
my relationship. Yeah. And who knows what'll happen in the next year, but like, yeah, you don't need to send me messages.
Are people saying
like, fuck that guy. I appreciate that you're
it's nice.
Unwaveringly on my side.
Yeah.
But we don't hate, we hate Preston some days. I hate Preston some days. You guys don't have to hate Preston ever.
Right. But see, it's kind of a nice thing.
He's still got a thick hog. He's still very sweet sometimes. And we're just going through some shit, and he hasn't been great. But we're working on things. Yeah.
But, you know, look, sometimes it's all different. You go like, not everyone's perfect, but you got a big dick, and you're not hitting me. Sometimes you're like, that's
yeah,
really, look.
Hey, I'll take it.
We have, look, our standards are for this pop.
Low.
Also, in general.
Life, low. No, but no, my standards aren't low with Preston. Preston's a really great guy, and he used to be a really great guy. He is still a little bit sometimes. He needs to work on himself. He needs to work on himself. Jesus fucking Christ. Anyways,
yeah.
I don't hate him. It's not great, and I'm gonna continue. Like, I'll talk about what's going on with us.
Yeah,
this week hasn't been great. Well, it hasn't been not great. It's been really hard coming home. Because it's great. And then I'm at the beach in the ocean going, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah.
And being in the old neighborhood in Hollywood, which I did hate and was miserable at. But that's a fun thing to just be like, oh, I'm just going to be depressed no matter where I go. So I'm glad I blew up my life and moved to the middle of the country to realize a thing I already knew.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's been like weird and sad. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's been a good thing coming back. Like, it's good to see everybody and all that stuff, but very hard.
Yeah.
Very difficult. But then we had talked and we were walking on the beach and I was like, I can't not be here forever. And he was like, I know.
Yeah. But sometimes.
So what that means, I do not know. We have not crossed that bridge, but you know,
yeah.
He does know that like, this is, we probably should move out of, we never lived anywhere, not in LA together. Maybe we could have moved down to Orange County for a year, then moved to the Midwest.
Well, and the thing too is like with moving, cause then you don't know, like in a relationship, like you just don't like it is, I mean, the longest relationship I've had honestly now is with, someone that I met on the site. So it'll be 3 years.
Yeah.
Which for me, that's the longest amount of time. So again, everyone has different standards. Preston's got a thick hog. He massages your feet. I have someone who helps me pay for a gym membership. And that's really, yeah. So it's like, you go like, look, I'm not asking for everything. I just need help getting into the fucking.
I'm a simple woman.
Right.
I'm a simple woman.
I need you to help me.
In so many ways. Have you heard my podcast? I know about 6 words.
Right. And one of those words is not a real word, and the word is his self. Now, again, I do want to. And look, then I.
Well, first of all, most of those words are not real words.
But so I'm not the relationship expert, but I am an expert in moving around and realizing, oh, the problem is in my brain. Like,
oh, the problem is the problem's been calling from inside the house.
Yes.
The house is your brain.
Yes. And that also in a dream, when you dream about a house or an apartment or whatever, that represents you as a person. Just a little.
Oh, I had a dream that a rich man in New York was courting me.
Uh-huh. Oh, maybe, dude.
And his name was Wendy.
With a Y.
Yeah, that's how I was like, Well, it's not obviously not Wendy.
Right.
He spells his name different.
Right. It's Wendell with an I. So Wendell.
Wendell. This is my beautiful son, Wendell.
He's the,
my beautiful daughter, Wendell.
He's the heir to the most prestigious pickle factory in all of the land. Wendell's Pickles.
I was going to say the Winchell's fortune.
I do like
Wendell Winchell.
Yeah, Wendell Winchell. I like that too.
Is Winchell national?
I don't know.
Callers call in with your donut knowledge.
I think so. No, I don't
know. Let's both be quiet and really introspective about this question.
Let's think about it.
I think it's
Duncan. I think Duncan is taken over. I think Winchell's is not international. I mean, national. Winchell's is not
international. Winchell's is worldwide. Oh, I have to take a shit. God damn it.
So you had a dream you were dating a rich man in New York?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
When I woke up next to that idiot we all hate, right, guys?
Preston, look.
Sorry, I think I need to choose. I was really emotional that one episode.
Right.
And I still am. I'm glad I got it off my chest. I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better knowing that I'm going to... It's just like a good accountability tool for me also. It's talking about this and getting it out loud, because then it's like I have to hold myself accountable, where if things, in fact, do not change... And that's for both of us, because I need to, just for my own mental health and well-being, make a lot of changes, independent of him. But, like, yeah, I think I just need to maybe choose my words more wisely.
Well, but the other thing, too, is, I think it's...
Oh, you guys can all hate his parents, by the way. That's on the board still.
Yeah. That's 100%. Up for grabs.
Don't worry about that.
But it's a third thing too, because like with Preston, because like I'm more friends with you. So if shit goes down, you know
who isn't.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, who isn't?
But it's the thing. It's like I also like Preston, and so as you also understand, where it's like even when he's being not great to you, it's like. But then there's part of you where you go like, oh, but he's also a person going through a lot of shit too. I mean, don't get me wrong. Again, if shit hits the fan, I'll fucking kill him. But and it'll be easy to bury because he's very thin. And we just have to find a place to put his giant hog. That's going to be the issue.
Well, we don't have to dismember all of him, just the hog.
Right. Let's keep that.
Let's keep it. We'll make, new merch idea.
Oh, I was going to say we'll put it on the dashboard.
Silicone molds.
Yeah, of your car.
Well, yeah, the original one that I'm living in.
Yes. And then we'll do silicone and we can, like, you stick it on your dashboard like your hula girl and then the dick just shakes when you drive.
Yeah.
It's great.
This is a great idea. Yeah. Guys, get your orders in now. If we get 50 orders, I'll kill Preston.
Yeah, but especially...
You need the money. It's worth it.
Especially when you're sick, though. And you just don't feel good. And like you just have, when shit just piles on top of shit a lot of times, you just go like.
Exactly. And that's how I feel. I feel super overwhelmed. We've already talked about this. I feel very overwhelmed. I don't have anyone to get any of this shit off my, like in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yale, calm down. I'm not saying you're not my friend, but like fucking chill out. You're not a girlfriend I've known for like 15 years.
Right.
So I just don't have any way to get it out. So when it comes out, and this happens when me and Preston get into it, is it's just like everything at once instead of like little things and like getting, you know, in a healthy way.
Yeah.
Like this is bothering me right now. I'm going to talk about it now. I just can't say anything or don't feel like I can say it in that moment. So then I just bottle it up. And when it comes out, it's like, bleh.
Yeah.
All the things right now at once. And I can't get them out in any sort of coherent way. One, because I never can get anything out in any sort of coherent way. But then it's just like so much stuff. And I'm like, and this, and then this, and then also this. And oh my God. Ugh. I'm falling apart. But anyways, California is great.
Yeah.
Why did I ever leave here?
Well, plus it's good to just get out there and take a break because you're in the, especially the living situation you're in. Again, it would be different if you guys were in your own apartment, like then you can have more of a normal conversation where if something's bothering you, you can in the moment be like, oh, this is bothering me. And you feel like you have a right. But when you're staying in with his parents' house in that environment, it's like you just feel so stifled. And so it feels like you're constantly
getting out.
Good.
This month I have to,
yeah.
Because I already decided since I'm doing the whole, like, one more year, like pretty much from now.
Yeah.
Like one more year, both really work hard on our relationship and everything else. And I need to really work hard on myself, figure out what I want. And then make a decision next November as far as like what's going to happen. But we need that year outside of that fucking house.
Yeah, for sure.
Like we just do.
Yeah. Cause it doesn't,
like I can't like, and I've thought about it where I'm like, when I'm really upset and I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to like leave in a year anyways. And I'm trying, I already said this, but like I'm fucked up from grief and all that shit. So I'm trying really hard to not make any rash decisions and I'm not like blowing up my life.
Yeah.
I just don't want to do that. I want to really know that I'm truly deep down inside actually miserable and not just reacting to the sadness of my mother's death.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it another year. And before when I was really upset, like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and I was like, I don't want to move out at this point. I'm just going to stay there and get a fucking waitressing job and just pile up cash, not have any bills. So I can recoup all the money I invested and move back here. And now I'm like, okay, well, I can fucking afford $300 a month to go to rent.
Yeah.
If we're really going to work on early, we just can't do it in that house.
No.
We can't.
Uh-uh. No.
Like, it's exasperated everything.
Yeah. It just makes it all. And again, it's like, I mean, it makes sense because.
Exasperation. Yeah.
That's when you can't even make yourself finish. You wake up with one hand kind of in your crotch.
Kind of in your crotch?
Yeah. Off to the side, like I like a thigh.
Just holding your own thigh.
I'm just I can't even do it. Exacerbated?
Oh, Jesus.
Exacerbation.
Masturbated.
Holy fuck. I take back.
Has this been an hour episode yet?
I take back. Where are we? Oh, no. It feels like three. Just trying to say that word.
An extra long episode. It's, oh my God, it's been 15.
Yeah, it's a weird thing when you, like, the stress of. Yeah, because in your mind, you're like, you know what? Fuck everybody. Fuck this. Everyone's again. Because when you feel, especially when you're depressed and like, because I've been there so many times and when you have, you get that way. I mean, I feel that way even when I'm not living around people. I'll think my family, like even my, just because if I don't see someone all the time, like I'll just get so in my head with like, especially depression is so gnarly. Like I get so in my head where I just, like I won't talk to my sister for like a week and I'll just be like, you know, and I've done this with you in the past and like with different friends because I don't really socialize a lot. And so even with my family, I'm like, I'll be like, well, everybody hates me, so fuck them. And I'm just not going to call them. And it's like, what are you doing? And so the idea.
Yeah, no, people found out my mom died at a party on Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever that was.
Holy.
Yeah, there are people that still didn't know.
Yeah.
It's like, and then people like are like, I got called an asshole, which I was like, well, okay.
What?
I fucking told, I called this. I said this was going to happen.
Okay. So now, but like, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, okay, so we're allowed to hate Preston's parents and semi-hate people. Whose business is it to be like, you're an asshole? Like, I understand people wanting to feel like, why didn't you tell me so I could comfort you? But also
say that to other people.
Yeah.
Like, be like, I can't believe you didn't tell me. Not too, but whatever. It's fine. Cause everybody deals with things differently.
Some people like to deal with shit by throwing anger at someone who's already in grief, dealing with a lot of shit and in so much grief that they're like, I can't even talk about this thing. It's so sad.
Yeah, exactly. But that was like, there's a lot of people and they're just like, are you okay? And I'm like, no. And they're like, why are you even call? And I'm like, oh, I'm not calling anybody because I'm like very cripplingly depressed.
Yeah.
So I'm not calling anybody.
Yeah.
I have to call Wendy once a week.
Yeah.
like, thank fucking God.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would not talk to anybody.
Well, it's a weird thing because I don't know if you feel this way.
And it's because I'm depressed.
Yeah. I don't know if you feel this way.
That's what people do. Yeah. You shut down. And then and the people are like, it's a depression commercial. It's like, you lie to your friends or you just like don't talk to people. And then people get so mad at you.
Yeah.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're sad and depressed. You don't want to talk to people. And then you don't talk to people long enough that they're like, well, I'm going to stop reaching out or trying to hang out because you never want to go out. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have those friends anymore. And so you're like, see?
Yeah, it really is like, like, because the thing is, like, when I feel sad, I'm always like, well, I feel sad. I'm like, I don't want to call my sister because I don't want to, like, feel when I feel depressed.
Exactly.
I'm like, I don't want to bum you out. I'm like, I don't want to bum people out. I'm not in a good
mood.
That's
my thing. It'd be one thing, I don't know, if you're in the same place where it's like, hey, I'm really bummed out. Can we like go get a coffee?
Yes.
Can we go to Soup Plantation? You know, like fun activities.
Right.
But it's weird just be like thousands of miles away and call somebody and be like, hey, are you free for 30 minutes? Because I just want to cry on the phone.
I know.
Like that's like a weird, you feel weird. And of course people are like, oh my God, don't say, of course you can do that. It's like, yeah, I get it. And if my friends called me doing that, I would be like, hey, I'm so glad you called. Like, oh my God, are you okay? But when you're in, that's a weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. And you could call someone and they're busy and you're crying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh shit, what's wrong? You're like, are you free? And they're like, well, not really, but fuck, now I feel obligated to sit on the phone with you because you're fucking crying.
Yeah.
So you just feel, then you feel even worse. Ugh.
Yeah, it's.
I have a really itchy vagina, by the way. Just wanted to.
Well, you're.
Sorry to change topics, guys.
Well, you're in a onesie.
Depression. My pussy's allergic to depression.
Well, and it's hard for you to scratch it now that the bottom half of you is part surfboard. So that's.
It's true.
Honestly, what it is. It's all that wax. It's because it's binding.
It's all the wax built. Well, it's all the sand stuck to the wax.
Right. It's binding together. Everything's becoming one. So it's itchy.
Yeah. It's like when you have a scab.
Right. It's healing and it's growing back into it. When I was a kid.
It's happening fast.
Yeah.
I need to get another cup of this Laird Hamilton coffee creamer.
You got to stop drinking that fucking creamer. That's what it is. That's 100%.
It's really good. You'd really like it. It's really good.
I'm sure I would. And I don't even like a coffee. I like black coffee. I like to punish
myself. So do I. But it's nice because it's a little coconutty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're just on the island. You know, waxing your board, sitting on the beach.
It's like you're on the island.
By waxing your board, I mean itching your pussy. Right. Getting ready to go ride some waves.
Sorry I was late. I'm exacerbated. I was waxing my board all morning.
Like, what is happening?
Yeah, the depression.
You can use all of these turns of phrase in your daily lives, too. I don't want you to feel like... We have these copywritten. Roten?
Oh.
Copywritten.
Copywritten.
That's a town in Denmark. Copywritten.
Yeah. Oh, they do. I love, they have really good, they actually have great coffee and great beer in Copywritten.
Really killer brats, killer knockwurst.
Right.
And smoked fish.
Right.
We're actually planning the first Pussy Fart Gang cruise will be to Copywritten.
Yeah, that's. I had a dream that I was in Denmark two nights ago. I had a dream that
were you in Copywritten?
I'm gonna imagine that I was.
I think you definitely were.
Yeah, I was in Copywritten. There was a Ferris wheel on a beach. I was on a cruise with my grandmother. I don't know. I have a friend that lives in Copenhagen, which is not dissimilar sounding to Copywritten.
It sounds like a fucking Danish town.
I know. And so if we wanted to go there, he's got a really big apartment. We could stay there. He is a travel agent. If you ever wanted to go to Denmark, seriously.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
We can use our $300.
Yeah, we'll fly out there.
By the way, that's in reference to all of Wendy and I's money combined. Oh yeah, we can use our $300. We'll start a new life.
Right, that's what we have. We have the $300. That's, you know, because we were depressed.
Preston's dick on my dashboard.
Yeah, we'll just
in this waxy surfboard pussy of mine. Well, let's get to Denmark.
Actually, and that will work because what by the time we fly, you'll be almost complete surfboard. I can just put you in the overhead compartment.
Perfect.
It's genius. It's genius.
And I'll be like, ma'am, why are you taking a surfboard to Denmark?
We're like, Copyrighten's a
port. It's my emotional support surfboard.
Yeah. And Copyrighten's a port city, in case you didn't know, you fucking stupid bitch.
You fucking idiot. You dumb cunt.
We're just gonna
flight attendant.
I just
stewardess.
I just lay on you in the river, just crying.
Yeah, because you can't talk to me anymore because I'm entirely surfboard.
Full surfboard. Oh my god. Yeah, honestly, this podcast is like, it is nice because we love talking to each other, but also when you feel sad, it's like, we got it. We have to do this.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
There's been a few times. Oh, the amount of shit in my face.
I know. It's
oh, I've also exclusively, I think, eaten. Do you want to know what I ate? Not yesterday, a couple days ago. You're going to lose your mind.
Please tell me.
Like this, I know I talk about that I'm fat, which no body shaming. All bodies are beautiful, but if you don't feel comfortable in your body, then that doesn't apply. The other day, I had a fucking Nepalitas breakfast burrito. It was really good.
Okay.
And then I had a fucking cheeseburger for dinner.
Nice.
In one day. I felt like I was like shaking.
But that's only two things.
Like I drank too much.
That's two meals.
Yeah, but two like a gigantic heavy things.
Yeah, but did you eat in between? I mean, if you do two heavy things, it's kind of.
I drank beer in between.
Okay, so.
I was at the beach. What am I going to do? Drink water?
Yeah.
Like a fucking loser.
Well, you have to try to counteract. So the Laird Hamilton, because he's so healthy. So you're drinking this coffee creamer, and the only way to counteract.
So I'm like, I need burritos and burgers and beer.
To try to counteract.
The three Bs. I need the three Bs.
Yeah, the three Bs to keep your body from becoming a board. And it's confusing because body and board are both B words.
Yeah. And then are you going to become a body board?
Right.
Or God forbid, a boogie board. Ugh.
Oh, no, thank you.
What am I, some sort of fucking loser driving in from Riverside with my t-shirt on?
It's no, it's cool. The waves are big. Bro, it's fine. I got my leash. I got a leash on. So my, I'll throw out my fucking shoulder when this weird sponge I'm on.
Oh, God. Okay, so I want to hear...
As long as my La Habra sticker doesn't fall off of my boogie board, I'll be fine. This is...
La Habra.
These are very specific.
Guys, are you loving these very growing up in Orange County specific references? Are these good?
I do. The fact even that you're in Orange...
How about our international listeners? Are you guys enjoying these?
Do you also like this? How about any listeners from the great city of La Habra?
Oh my God, please God, if we have someone from La Habra listening, send us a message, or even better, just lie and say you are.
Yeah. And then also, if you are going to lie, and if you do, send us in, give us your area code, because you and I probably have the same area code in our phone. I love it when I meet. There are two comics, one who just came here from LA, and they both went to La Salle. And it was pretty. It's like a weird thing when you meet someone that like went to like Orange County High School. It's Allie Mack, who's in LA, and she works at the Comedy Store a lot. She has opened for Rogan a couple times, which is like wild because she's like kind of this like cool like hip alt comic. And I'm like, oh whatever. She came out here. She's awesome. But she saw I posted some picture on Instagram of me in my bathing suit in high school, and she messaged me. She's like, "You went to La Salle? We got to talk." And this other guy, Matt Edgar, who's here, he's like. We were just talking and I'm like, oh, cool. I'm from Southern California too. And I'm like, where in LA? And he goes, Long Beach. And I'm like, fucking fuck you. I'm from Seal Beach. And he's like, so am I. Cause Seal Beach is such a small town that you have to lie.
Yeah. Nobody says Seal Beach. Nobody knows what it is.
No. So when you get around someone, like the fact that you're in Orange County, I feel just like I want to put on ska.
Great. Yeah. Oh, what a dream.
I want to start calling people Barneys. Like, you regress when I get around this kid, Matt, we just instantly regress into talking like Instead of saying, can I have a cigarette? You say, grit me, which I remember that was like very popular when I was in high school. And I didn't smoke in high school, but they'd be like, yo, grit me. And I was like, my friends are so fucking cool. One day.
One day. I can't wait to start smoking in my mid 20s.
Yeah.
Like a real genius.
Oh my God.
Okay. I want to hear about the rape show.
So this week, the two.
Which sounds more fun than what it actually was. It wasn't just a bunch of women getting raped on stage. You guys calm down.
I wish that it was. Well, this week, the New York Comedy Festival. So it was a weird, you want to talk about, and stand, it was great. Like being forced to do shit through depression. I was so sad all week. Where I just wake up and I just cry. And I know that it's just a regular, I mean, I would just wake up and I was getting enough sleep and I was exercising and I was like eating healthy and I wasn't drinking and I was just like doing all my healthy things. But I would wake up and I would do stuff and I was like, I got to go back to sleep and I would just cry. And so Wednesday I did a storytelling show that Mara Merrick had me on. And it was like a competition show. And I was like, what's, and I knew Friday I was doing the rape show. So I'm like, I'm not going to do my fucking rape jokes because I already don't want to do those Friday. And it's not that it's like not, but I'm just like, it just is a lot to deal with. And like,
oh, it's not fun.
Yeah. It's not, it's not fun.
It's not a blast reliving that trauma.
Right. So I did the storytelling show Wednesday, and this is what I love about having like friends who are also, I get there and there's like a panel and there's this huge crowd there and we got a panel of judges. And Christina was there, thank God, because I walk in and Mara's a really good friend of mine. She's dressed up and it's her show and she's all excited. So I didn't want to like bum her out. But as I'm going over jokes about like the actual story from when I was hospitalized, I'm just remembering that. And I'm like, I should just kill myself because I'm not good. I'm like still mentally like, I feel like people are, you know, I'm like, this is, it just makes you more bummed out.
Yeah.
Which is why we write jokes about sad things. And then you write a little quick joke and you make it and you deflect it. And so I get to the storytelling show on Wednesday and people are like, hey, how are you? And I walk in and Christina's like, hey, and she's the only person I can be honest with. She goes, how are you? And I go, I want to fucking put a knife in my stomach. I've been crying all day. And she's like, oh my God. I go, I'll be fine. I just need to fucking remember these fucking jokes. And I just, it was a weird when you're just not in the right frame of mind. I'm like, I feel like I'm exploiting my mental illness for the, you know, no money, like essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
And knowing that the documentary's coming, and I'm like, and just the way that they're marketing that, I sent you the thing where they just, the way them is like, this fucking stupid, dumb, crazy whore also makes sentences on stage, kind of. It's,
you didn't send me that.
Oh, I got to send you the cover letter that they, oh, dude. So it's the way, and I understand that they have to make it like salacious to pitch it. But the way that it's not like, it's like Wendy Starling, rape survivor, struggles with bipolar disorder and like dealing with a rape, also tries to do comedy in New York. I read it and I was like, yeah, I showed it to a couple people and they were like, Jesus Christ.
What did Christina say?
She was like, I can't, I mean, but it's like, what can you do? That's how they're marketing it. It's not my project. So obviously I'm like, first of all, I can just like, I'm like, when we tour, when we do Q&A with it, I'm like, I mean, if you think I'm not making fun of that, you're wrong. And Pedro Salinas, who, again, this is, Google Pedro Salinas. He's on Instagram and Twitter. He's so fucking funny. He's in New York now. He's from LA.
He's on Instagram. Guys, everyone's on Instagram and Twitter.
I know. Just look him up. Pedro Salinas is so funny.
His credits include
being on the internet.
He is. No, Pedro's great.
He's so funny.
I just thought that was so funny.
But he said the funniest thing, because I was talking to him about it a couple weeks ago. I just was really bummed out. And I've known him for a long time. And so I saw him and I was like, dude. And so I showed him the thing when I saw it. And he started laughing. He goes, Jesus Christ. He goes, this industry is wild. He goes, where they just come up to you and they were like, you were raped. We love it. Just like, perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can move that to the front.
That's, rape is hot right now.
It's so hot. And so I've just been like, just trying to deal with, and then with not getting loaded, I'm now feeling all the emotions. Mm-hmm. So it's whatever. And it's like, without anything, I'm like, all these choices, I'm like, it could be good. But then I'm like, what have I decided to do with my life? Now this could all, you know, so it's like, all right. So I was upset that, and I just was, and so Christina was like, okay. And I'm like, but anyway, I'm going to do this and it'll be fine. And she, and I've performed with her where we've had days where we show up to Glamour Puss on the same day and we're both like, I fucking want to die. And we're like, all right, great. Yeah. So, and put on your wigs and go. So,
and let's work. Yeah.
So that was fun. And then it was actually really good. Went well. It ended up being good and cathartic. And I cried at a part of the story on stage, like, and it was, and people came up to me afterwards and I was like, okay, so now I feel like whatever. So Friday was the rape show. And I'm like, God damn it, son of a bitch. Like, get there. And it sold out. And, I was nice that I had some friends show up, like some comic friends show up. And one who I'm not going to name, but you would really love her. And I love her so much. I think you've met her a couple of times, but you gotta hang out with her when you come back out here. She's just so great and so bitchy and like unapologetically bitchy and says shitty stuff, and I love her. So we go, and it was like, I should probably save this for the Patreon, but so the show was put on by Kelly Bachman, who's great, and Amber Rollo, and they're the who called out Weinstein. So they put on the show, and they have all these other comics on the lineup, and. And I comics in the back, they're like, yeah, I'm going to do a couple rape jokes, but then I'm just going to like do my set. And the crowd is a very like clappy audience where you would like say something and they're like, fuck yeah. So I get that they're like activist-y people. Mm-hmm. But I got there, they had me going first on the lineup and I was just, this is going to sound, but I was like, I just don't want to go. I'm like, I looked at the lineup and I not sound like a cunt, not that I should close the show, but I'm like, I don't think I should go first.
Yeah.
I would rather go at least second. So I was like, hey.
So that's probably why they want you to go first.
Yeah.
And because they're like, Wendy, you'll start this off right.
And I'm like, but I was like, I feel like I want the crowd to be a little bit more kind of warmed up. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to. And not to sound like a bitch. So I was like, I mean, and I would have gone. I was ready to go up first. I got there. It started at 7:30. I got there right at 7:30. And I text her. I go, I'm here. I'm ready to go up. So you can put me up first. But when I got there, she was like, she was on stage and she went to bring up the first comic and I was ready to go up first. She brought someone else up and I was like, all right, correct, perfect. So my plan secretly worked. And so it was really fun. But so I get there and I walk on stage. But yeah, people were like, they're like, I can't do it. So they have like a couple of jokes about sexual assault, but they mostly just did their set.
Yeah. And also, aren't they like, they haven't been raped?
A couple of them.
Like the last show? Where they just had jokes about rape?
No, so they were all like, these people were all sexually assaulted. They were all
raped. I just want to make sure they were all raped.
Yeah, well, can I tell you? I was checking their hymens. I was like, all right, listen. I listened to your this, set. Yeah,
that's broken from rape.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I listened.
Not riding a bicycle.
Yeah. I listened to your set. And, you know, I got to say, I'm going to call bullshit because you seem very comfortable in a green room with two men. Two men are back here. And you're not crying in the corner. I don't believe you have been sexually assaulted. You see, there are two dicks in a room. I walk in, it's you and two guys.
You're whore.
You're not huddled in the corner talking to yourself.
What were you wearing?
Yeah. Would you describe that to me? And I actually, so I wore like, cause I was going dancing later that night. And so I wore,
I love that you're actually telling me what you're wearing.
So I wore like a sports bra. It was like a sports bra type of like a bra. But like, and then like a sheer black top. It was cute. But I was like, is this in poor taste? And I'm like, obviously I can make a joke about any of this and whatever. And so, but it was, so I go on stage and I'm super nervous. First girl goes up and she's funny. And it's like sold out. I walk on stage and Kelly brings me up. It's a very sweet intro. She's like, so I know I'm like the rape girl now. And I'm like, you know, which is great. If you got, I wish I had the fucking confidence to lean into, but I know how I'm going to be branded with this movie. And it's crazy person who also drinks so much that she,
first of all, that's been your branding for years.
Even before I did stand up.
Yeah, exactly.
But but it's weird when people, they get like whatever their brand and they like lean into it and they're like, this is my thing and I'm ready for my close up. And like, I still don't know how to take pose for a picture properly. People want to take pictures and I'm like, please don't. I don't feel good. Like, so I'm already like, well, this is gonna, I'm trying to have this not blow up in
work
my
out
face.
Great.
Yeah. So she's like, brings me up. She goes, but this is like, I consider her like, they'll have like the mother. This is like the mother of all, like the queen of rape jokes. And I'm like, okay, well, No, I set mine up.
Mother of rape jokes.
Yes.
Wendy Starling.
She's like, Jesus. I know I'm rape.
That's how you need to be branded.
Right. I'm rape girl because I'm young and sexy. But this fucking old hag, this is like, she's like the grandma of rape jokes.
Yeah. This is Gam Gam.
Yeah.
The Gam Gam of rape jokes. Wendy Starling.
We like to call her Nana Rape.
And some of us call her Nana Grape because we couldn't say rape when we were little.
Yeah.
We had a hard time.
And others of us call her Nana Wape.
Because it's cute.
You're Nana Wape because we can't.
Oh, you just got a little bit raped.
We can't say all. Oh,
you got a little bit raped.
So, yeah, just, like, you're never going to believe that this piece of trash got raped. It was a long time ago.
You get on stage and be like, oh, they're applauding
the rapist,
but not, but yeah, they're like, good job.
But yeah.
See, someone does want you.
Yeah. See, look, way to help this. What if they're applauding? This is my set. This is called the woke rapist. They're like, we also are the body positive rapists. They're like, look, every body is beautiful. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to rape them all.
Yeah. I don't want this.
Yeah, you could lose 20 pounds. Listen, you're gorgeous now. If you lost 25 pounds, would you be like supermodel hot?
Yes.
Yeah. But you, I'm not going to let that stop me from raping you today.
Right. I mean, and
how does that make you feel?
Could your tits be bigger? Could your nose be smaller? Yes. Does it feel like I am?
Should they?
Yes. Does it look, do you look like a witch that the top half of you got turned into a surfboard? Yes. Am I still going to rape you? Yes.
Of course.
Because I don't want
you
to feel bad about yourself.
I don't want you to feel less than.
Right.
I will rape anything.
Right.
That's the kind of guy I am.
Right. You may be half woman, but you're full rape victim. Oh, I'm sorry. Survivor.
Yes.
And I know that's a
I apologize. I misspoke.
Yeah.
Now get in this corner. I'm going to rape you.
I would ask you to bend over, but the surfboard thing's really throwing me off. So I guess lay down. So I limp my old ass onto stage and, I go out there and I was feeling good. So I walk out there and I worked out the beats of the story where it was actually really fun. And I'm going to post I recorded the audio of both of these sets. They'll be on the Patreon. If you're listening to this now, they're on the Patreon. So I'm uploading those. It's just the audio. So you guys can hear, but don't share it.
Don't worry. You don't have to see her.
Yeah. You can just listen. But I'm going to work on those. So that's like, don't judge it. Don't share it, please. Cause I have to like work on those to build them out. That's like, but it was really fun. But I tied in my most recent, laundryman assault at the end and it worked. But I made it like a story.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's pretty good. But I made it a full story. Here's the kicker. So I was already nervous. I'm reading all this shit. I'm like, I gotta fucking talk about this stuff. I don't want to. This does not feel good. I'm tired. I walk on stage and front and center is Rose McGowan just staring right at me. And I was like, oh my. And then I was like,
judging you.
I know. Just looking at me. And I was like, and I did add, so in part of the story, there's a part where I pull back. So I do all the stuff. And then I talk about like the evolution of having a sugar daddy. Cause I know those jokes pop. And then I'm like talking about like, you know, you try to like not put yourself in that situation and change whatever, but you still, I'm like, so it's not about what you wear. And then I did the laundryman joke thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this has to, and it did, but I was like, I kind of pulled back emotionally to try to land this last joke. I was like, this has got to work. I'm like, I've said this on stage four times. But this is my only hope to get out of this fucking. And I threw in a part where I'm like, you know, and it was like after it happened, after I was, you know, after I was raped at my friend's wedding, I'm like, you know, I spiraled in like heavy, like alcohol and drug use. I dated abusive guys. I shaved my head and I added the shaved my head because she was in the front. I was like, wink, that was for you. Let's be friends. And But it was cool that she was there. Like, I was nervous, but then I was also, because I saw her tweet about the show, and I was like, that's fucking cool. But to walk out, and there were two chicks that went on, three chicks on the show that went on stage before I did. No one came back in the green room and said, heads
up.
No
one was like, hey, heads up, Rose McGowan's in
the... No, I went back, and that's the first thing I said. I go, heads up, Rose McGowan's in the front. And everyone's like, well, I'm like, I just, you know. These cunts, they're not paying us to do the show. It was a sold out show. I didn't get any money. They filmed our sets. And now they're just, we got a Rose McGowan we got to deal with. It's like, it's happening all over again.
I'm being raped right now.
Yeah. And so, but this, so we get done with the show and it was really fun. And then the coolest part was, so after the show, I was like, I got to become friends. So now here's where I feel like a creep. So we're all standing outside after the show and it's like fucking 28 degrees.
You raped her.
Yes. I sexually, I was like.
You're like, is this how people become friends?
I'm like, you came to the show. You sat
in. What the fuck? It was rape show.
You sat in the
rape
front.
Show.
Your legs were not crossed.
It's like the splash zone.
Right.
You could get, if you sit in the first four rows, you could get raped. It's a Gallagher show.
Yeah. You may get raped. You will get wet. It's like,
if we ever, guys, if we ever do a live show and tour, we will not.
Right.
But if we ever did, if you don't think those are the t-shirts we're selling, pussy fart gang, you may get raped. You will get wet.
That's a great, I mean, we got a message on Patreon about merch and where it's available. As of right now, it's only available if you just...
If you just go, hey, guys,
make me a cup.
Make me something?
I have two mugs left. But that t-shirt idea, that's actually a great t-shirt idea.
Yeah, it's a great t-shirt idea.
As if Pussy Fart Gang...
That no one would wear.
Yeah, as if Pussy Fart Gang is already not offensive enough. It has to say PFG, you may get raped. And like, okay, what are you fucking at cunts doing?
What? Jesus Christ.
It's weird that we can't like break the top 10 of it. It's weird that like a label dropped us.
I know. It's weird that we don't get more lists. I was thinking about that the other day too, with like how we're not making a change.
No.
But we're going to just start talking about like some slightly more serious stuff. Just because we both need to, or we might kill ourselves.
Right.
Which we won't really kill ourselves. Jesus Christ. I fucking made a joke the other day. And because people know how depressed I am.
Yeah.
Like two friends being like, don't you say that. And I was like, calm the fuck down. I'm not being serious.
That made me almost spit my water on my laptop. Just the way you're hearing me.
Don't you. Hey, you look at me. Look at me. Don't you. You are worth it.
Don't you say
you
that.
You are worthwhile.
Don't you say that. Was this, is your
I'm
friend
not
a dog?
Fucking calm down.
Is your friend Scooby Doo?
Yes.
Scooby Doo. Yes. And Scrappy Doo.
Don't kill yourself. Scooby. So it was the two friends. It was Scooby and Scrappy. Oh, God. But I was thinking, because I was worried people stop listening. I was just thinking about it. I was like, man, like talking about like people. And then I was like, oh, I don't give a shit. This isn't
right.
Like, we don't want you guys to stop listening. But I feel like if you've listened, you're on board.
Right.
For whatever we
do.
And I also don't think we need to. It's the. We don't need to worry about getting more listeners, I guess is what I'm saying. We've been doing this a while. We're solidly content.
Right. And the other thing.
And where we stand.
The other thing is like what we're doing.
Proudly next to Joe Rogan.
Right.
In the top 10 of iTunes comedy. In iTunes automotive podcasts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what we're doing is actively, because people talk about like, how do you deal with, so this is one way people deal with depression, starting a podcast.
Start a podcast 3 years ago.
Right. Make other people listen to it. But so you can be sad and then also like there's a way to like, but you don't have to like go full sad. You can also laugh, have a good time. And then when we get off this call, be sad. And then I'm going to go do some other podcast where I'm going to also pretend to be in a good mood. And then, you know, and then eventually
I have to babysit a 3-year-old. You think I can just cry in front of the 3-year-old?
It's going
to
be great.
She's dumb. She's 3.
Yeah.
Cute.
And you got to distract yourself.
Smart for age.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, very dumb.
Yeah. So that's be around people that are smarter than you. Like, so that will enhance your self-esteem. If you try to hear her talk, I almost couldn't make that sentence.
I don't know. I think I'll record her talk. I think she can do better than both of us.
Yeah. She'll be like, his self, that's not a word.
That's not a fucking word, you asshole.
Okay, so before we get off this, now here's something, and here's another thing you can do if you're sad and depressed, distract yourself with a fun activity. And so this is, Rose McGowan's never going to listen to this. So after the show, I feel like I'm talking about a cute boy, and I'm trying to not be weird, and I know I'm trying to be cool.
I wanted to fuck Rose McGowan. I want to fuck Rose McGowan, not rape, consensually fuck her.
Right. I want
to, I don't know a single boy that wasn't obsessed with her.
Right. And she,
or girl for that matter.
She's fucking cool. So here was the best part. So we get done with the show and we're outside and I had a good set and my mind was like full, like it was a rape story. Like I went all the way in with this.
It was cohesive. Yeah.
So we get done and everyone's outside and she's outside with her friend that came with her. And she's like lingering. So she obviously was hanging out outside of the show. And so I'm like, I want to go say something to her. And we were hanging out and people are coming up to us, but she's famous enough that she was standing outside the show. If she didn't want to be talked to, she would have left.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's standing there outside of the thing. And our friend Remy, who was a comic, she was not on the show. She was just there. We were all like, holy fuck. So I was talking to some people that were at the show and Remy just goes over to Rose and her friend who were just kind of standing off to the side. And she goes, hey, it was just queers. We were all like, we got to go talk to her, but we don't want to be creepy. Because if all, of all places, you don't want to like be creepy to a woman. It's a rape show.
Yeah.
And so Remy goes up and talks to her. And so then she's talking to her. These people are like, oh, you're great. We want to follow you. And these people want to take pictures with us. And we're like, thanks. Get the fuck out of here. We got to talk to Rose.
Yeah, leave me alone.
And so they leave and we walk over and we're like, hey, and I go, this was the fucking coolest. This is like the best night. This like made my whole weekend. So I go over and I'm like, hey, and I go, hey, and she looks at me and she goes, hey, oh my God, you were so great. She did that to me. And she goes, I'm Rose. Put her hand out. And I was like, I'm in love with you.
And you're like, I'm Wendy. Can I fuck you right now?
Yeah. I was like, oh my.
Consensually.
And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And I was like, I'm Wendy. And she goes, hey, nice to meet you. This is my friend. She introduced me to her friend and we're like, hey. And we're like, thank you guys for coming. And they were like, you were just her friend. I was crying. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. And I just was like, be cool. And I had to be like, yeah, well, it's like what I do, make people cry at shows, you know, classic stand-up comedy. I like to.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we were all, and then other comics and then the other people that were on the show, she was like, you guys were great. So we were all just talking and we're like, cool. So do you live in New York now? Cause, you know, people like jockeying to like get her. Remy's got the podcast Outcome that has a lot of listeners. So, I mean, they're just like trying to like, how can I get this bitch on my podcast? Like,
yeah,
she goes, they're like, do you live in New York now? So we're just kind of talking. And she goes, yeah, I'm going to be here for a while. And we're like, okay, cool. And she goes, and this made me feel so fucking cool. She goes, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And she like touched my arm. I swear to God. And she goes, DM me. And she goes, everybody, you guys DM me. But she goes, yeah, like you DM me. And like, let's, and we were like, okay. And then I'm like, and then we took pictures with her, which
did
I
you?
Sent you. Not yet. I'm waiting. I was going to do it today.
No, don't. You have to jump on it.
I think I'm going to do it today. Because that was Friday night.
Yeah. And then when that happens, tell me and I will fucking fly to New York to go get coffee with Rose McGowan.
I'm going to do it today. I think that's a good wait time. And then I'm going to hard post the picture of the four of us. Cause someone put it in Instagram story and I'm like, I'm going to wait a couple days, let this fucking cool off. And then I'm going to think of like a cool caption.
You need to DM her today and then loop me in.
Yeah.
Just send me live updates, like screenshot the DMs as they come in.
I mean, who knows she was really nice, but I was just like, Jesus Christ, lady. It's pretty exciting.
I can't wait to get like a chamomile tea.
Yeah.
Or like split a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? I would, if she wants to drink, I'd drink with her.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
See, this is what you...
It's like when Marc Maron had Keith Richards on and he like hasn't smoked a cigarette in like 20 years or whatever.
Oh, did he really?
And Keith Richards like handed him a cigarette. And he's like, I'm not going to fucking smoke a cigarette with Keith Richards. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
So he like had his first cigarette in like 25 years or whatever.
That's amazing. And see, that's what you're supposed
to. It's like the same thing. It's like, dude, you come on.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. I want you to like me, so I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Yeah, I need you. This is what I need from you. I need you to like me, so I'll break whatever positive thing I have going for myself.
I'll fucking ruin my life. I will blow my shit up.
Yeah. To have.
Just to hang out with you once. Oh, I hope she listens to this so much.
I really do, too. Here's what's interesting, and this is, but I mean, it's like. As far as depression, so I don't know how, but here's maybe a tip since we're trying to be serious. Here's a way if you feel sad is maybe like have a crush on somebody.
Yeah.
Because this is an exciting, you know, fine. This is, I feel like this is not good. I mean, look, if you're feeling
advice?
Sad.
No, it's not.
You should have a crush and then you should stalk somebody. Because if you make a plan.
And then that will fall apart and then you'll be even more depressed than where you started.
Right.
But like we said, hills and valleys, baby.
Right. Hills and valleys.
All life is.
And they're just.
So like just ride that fucking sweet roller coaster up. And then when it comes crashing down, you know, be like, well, I'll find another stalky.
Well, but also you have to
so
like.
Just get that and hold on to that until it happens.
Yeah, but at some just point. Before you pick the roller coaster you're going to get on, like, look, because you'll be like, oh, we're doing all these loops, but like you pull back and like, yeah, you're taking loops, but the actual track is consistently going downhill. Oh, I'm making loops. So there, I feel like I'm going up, but it feels like the actual track is going,
real, real far down.
Yeah. Into a cavernous fire pit. This seems unsafe.
Pit of flame.
Right. This seems unsafe, especially for women who are half surfboard. We're not going to last long.
This fiberglass is going to melt.
That goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fucked up. It brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I can get away or at least keep myself from going insane. It's a brand new day with the pussy fall.